More national security concerns for the Bush administration now, and another subject, nukes and Iran. You may have heard Mike Schuster earlier today, NPR national security correspondent, reporting on developments in Iran on that country's supposed nuclear weapons program. Many murky signs to read. Mike has come here to help us with further questions that we have. Mike, earlier today you were talking about how difficult it is to know what is going on in Iran. Just give listeners now a sense of what you were talking about.
There are very few permanent Western foreign correspondents in Iran, and they let reporters in, like myself and others from NPR and other news organizations, in occasionally, and then they force us to leave quickly. We don't have an opportunity to stay for a very long time. So we have to watch Iran from the outside more than from the inside. And the government of Iran is an amalgam of different power centers, both religious and political, and they say different things. The comments that we hear most now are from the president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who is much more tough and hardline, right-wing, and anti-American, but it's not the only voice there. And so you have to listen to all these voices. There are a lot of Iran watchers in the United States. There are also a lot of Iranians, exiles, who have fled and who watch closely, and I get an impression from them, and that helps me make my best judgment about what's going on there.
Just since your report earlier today on Morning Edition, there's been a document out from the United Nations disputing the findings of a House congressional panel on the kind of the state of Iran nukes that came out a couple of weeks ago, saying, oh, those guys are all wrong. But the House panel certainly had a strong views that Iran is going ahead with a nuclear weapons program. So you see all this stuff and you say, how do you know?
As a reporter, I think you have to focus primarily on what you believe to be the best source of information. And right now, the International Atomic Energy Agency, for the last 3 years and up to now, has had inspectors all over Iran.
This is a UN agency.
That's a UN agency based in Vienna. And they have been making regular reports about Iran's nuclear program and trying to get at the extent of it, why it's been secret, get the Iranians to answer a lot of questions about it. And their information, because they're on site, they have been to all of the facilities that the Iranians are building. It's the best information that we have, and it's the best information probably that the American intelligence community has. The point for me is the IAEA was right about Iraq before the war. They sent inspectors back in, and they said there was no weapons of mass destruction. Everybody else said that can't be true. It turned out to be true. So at least as a foundation, you ought to rely on what the IAEA is finding out about Iran.
You're normally based here in Los Angeles. This last weekend, you suddenly disappeared from town. You went off to Boston for a dinner that was kind of hush-hush. Can you tell us now what went on? This is an Iran dinner.
Yeah. Well, the last appearance in the United States of the former Iranian president, Mohammad Khatami, who is a moderate, and he made a number of appearances around the United States, and he spoke to a group at Harvard, and then they had a reception and a dinner for him. And during the dinner, he was far more at ease and candid about his views on a wide range of things. It was off the record, but as a result, it was good for people like me, reporters, to go there and have a sense of the process in Iran from his point of view, and realize that actually at this stage in the game on the nuclear issue, the Iranian leadership is speaking with a much more unified voice, and it's a much more moderate voice than we've heard in quite a while from Iran.
And it is saying
that they want to go back to the negotiating table and negotiate further over the details of their nuclear program. And it is hinting that the U.S. demand, and now the U.N. demand, to end uranium enrichment is something that somewhere along the way is on the table.
NPR national security correspondent Mike Schuster with us again on Day to Day. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Alex.
Space, the final frontier.